Leadership of the church, wish one and all a very blessed new year on this first Sunday of 2024. As announced in the church theme, this year's in the church news, this year's theme is equipping God's people, advancing His kingdom. And we pray that this church theme will inspire and renew us in our ministry and service to the Lord. This theme fulfills the two parts of our mission statements that includes equipping holistically and serving faithfully. And the church team banner is all outside on the bulletin, and that will be a weekly reminder for us. And the mission statement is all mounted on the banners in the sanctuary: equipping holistically, serving faithfully. According to the Christian liturgical calendar, today marks the baptism of our Lord, the 7th of January, according to the liturgical calendar. And therefore, to mark this event in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to mark the occasion of the opening sermon for this church team, we shall look at the passage from Mark chapter 1 on Jesus' baptism and draw out theological significance and inspire us in our ministry and service to the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for seeing us through the year so that we can start this new year with a newfound sense of anticipation of what you will do in and through PSBC. May your Holy Spirit inspire us toward what it means to be equipped holistically to serve faithfully so that we can find true joy, meaning, purpose by living for your kingdom. For we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose baptism and service revealed to us the meaning of our own baptism and service as well. Amen. I once read about a South African journalist by the name of Franz Hugo, and he took it upon himself to personally hand-deliver the newspapers that he published to readers and subscribers who are staying far away. So every week, every Thursday, early morning, 1:30 a.m., he would drive from his hometown for 600 kilometers to deliver the papers to his readers. Now, how far and how long will it take to drive 600 kilometers? That will be like driving from Singapore all the way to Penang, non-stop. And after delivering the papers, he would drive the same distance back, 600 kilometers. And that will clock a total mileage of 1,200 kilometers. And that will be like driving from Singapore to Penang, but Penang drive back to Singapore all within the same day, because he will drive out early morning, 1:30, and he will come back late in the evening. And certainly, printed papers are no longer profitable because of digital news, but that's not the point. The fact that he drives such long distance to deliver a newspaper already blows our mind. But it's something else that even shocked us, because he has been doing that for the past 4 decades. 40 years he has been doing that every week, every Thursday, to deliver the papers. But there's something else that's even more unthinkable. He has been driving 1,200 kilometers every Thursday for the past 40 years. He is a 90-year-old man using a walking stick, and he still does that. And he said that he will continue to do so as long as his strength allows him. And that question to make us ponder, why did he do that? Because of the calling towards journalism and the sense of duty towards his readers, he has been doing that. And he will continue to do that until his strength gives way. And that story should make us ponder, how far are we willing to go in our ministry and service to the Lord as we start this new year? And more than anything else, we as God's people have a far greater reason to live for God's purposes and to advance His kingdom. And today, as we look at Jesus' baptism, you draw out theological significance for us to inspire us in the way that we serve, in the way that we minister. The first thing that we see from Jesus' baptism is the theological significance of servanthood. Servanthood, it is written in verses 9 to 10. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. Question: why did Jesus Christ, the Son of God, perfect, sinless Son of God, undergo baptism by John the Baptist in the wilderness? The reasons would be because Jesus came as the Savior of the world. He identified with the people's sin, even though he is sinless, and he represented the people's repentance as well, giving us a model of how to relate to God. Yet we can go even further in our understanding of Jesus' baptism by going back to the Old Testament, because the Old Testament instructs us and inspires us in this way. The book of Isaiah has an important theme centered on the servant of the Lord, the chosen servant of the Lord in the book of Isaiah. God says in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations." And this is the point. The point is that when Jesus was baptized and Holy Spirit descended on him, it would signify the fulfillment of Jesus Christ as the chosen servant of the Lord prophesied in the book of Isaiah. In other words, Jesus' baptism expresses the theological theme and theological significance of servanthood. The second thing we can see from Jesus' baptism is the theological significance of sonship. For it is written in verse 11, "And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased.'" Again, the Old Testament helps us to deepen our understanding of Jesus' baptism. Recall that when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt into the freedom, he also declared Jesus, Israel, to be his son. God declared Israel to be his son. Look at how God issued the instruction to Moses in Exodus chapter 4, verse 22 to 23. "Then you," referring to Moses, "shall say to Pharaoh, 'Thus says the Lord, Israel is my firstborn son. And I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me.'" And so this is the link. When Jesus, the Son of God, was baptized in the wilderness, and the voice of God declared, "You are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased," that was to signify the renewal of Israel's sonship in the wilderness. The renewal of Israel's sonship in the wilderness. And in other words, Jesus' baptism expresses the theological significance of servanthood and sonship. Servanthood and sonship expressed in that baptism. And we pull all this together, we begin to see that because Jesus had done for us in his baptism, death, and resurrection of what Christ had done, we are now identified with Christ. We are identified with Christ in his servanthood. We are identified with Christ in his sonship. Many years ago, a tourist visited Seoul, Korea, many years ago, and saw and met an elderly Korean man. And the name of the Korean man was Smitty Lee, S-M-I-T-T-Y. And so, the tourist was puzzled. How could it be? How could it be that an elderly Korean man had such a Western-sounding name? And so he asked, is that a Korean name? And the man replied, no, that's not a Korean name at all. And how did this Korean man get a Western-sounding name? It turned out that during the Korean War in the 1950s, the man nearly died, if not for the fact that he was rescued by an American soldier. And the name of the American soldier was Smitty. And he explained a Korean custom in two sentences. He saved my life. I took his name. He saved my life. I took his name. The Korean custom speaks of a far greater salvation which Jesus Christ had fulfilled for us when he rescued us from our sins. Because we are in Christ, his baptism is a model for our own baptism. Because we are in Christ, the way that Christ related to God the Father and the Spirit is a paradigm for the way that we can relate to God the Father and the Spirit. Because we are in Christ, we can go forth to serve as empowered servants and live as beloved children. Fulfilling what the Christian writer Bremen Manning once wrote, make the Lord and his immense love for you constitutive of your personal worth. Define yourself as one beloved by God. This is the true self. Every other identity is illusion. And therefore, in this new year, and one way in which we can live out God's purposes is to reject all other illusion and to follow the path that Jesus Christ has blazed for us in his baptism, and to serve as empowered servants to live as beloved children. And the specific way to do so is through our church team, equipping God's people, advancing his kingdom. And for this team, we are adopting a three-pronged approach to encourage, to equip, and to engage. Firstly, to encourage, we want to address the question of why should I serve? And that might be a question that some among us here might have asked, why should I serve in the first place? Starting next Sunday, we will have a topical sermon series and Bible study series on spiritual gifts so that we can more fully appreciate, understand how and why God has blessed each and every one of us with spiritual gifts to build up the body of Christ. Every month in the bulletin, we will feature testimonies from our co-workers from various ministries so that we can be inspired by their testimony of their ministry journey. Every month, we will include in the bulletin a specially chosen article on equipping ministry service. And once every quarter, to reinforce our Christian education, the library ministry will feature book reviews on similar topics as well. Secondly, equip. To address the question of how should I serve? And that might be a question that some among us here might be asking. You want to serve, but you may not know how to serve. During our leadership planning retreat last October, we have directed all ministries to look into how to provide equipping and training for their co-workers this year. So you can look out for training opportunities provided and arranged by your ministries. And because God's kingdom is much bigger than the local church, we want to provide equipping and training on how you can live out God's purposes and advance His kingdom purposes in the marketplace, in the workplace. So sometime in the second half of the year, there will be a Faith in the Marketplace forum. We will especially invite congregants among us who are working, serving in the public sector and private sector to come and join us as panelists. And in this panel, they will share about how they live out God's purposes and advance kingdom values in the workplace. And as you come and hear their testimonies, and through the conversations, we will be inspired in your own way to live out God's purposes in your own setting. Furthermore, there will be a special Engaging the World Sermon and Bible Study series in May and June. And we want to use this topical sermon and Bible study series in May and June to address specific issues that Christians should be aware of, that we can live out God's purposes, topics such as creation care, gender and sexuality, and disability. And these are topics in which we can adopt a Christian worldview and live out Christian values. Thirdly, to engage, we want to address the question of where should I serve? And that could be the question that some of us might be asking. You know that you want to serve, you know which are the spiritual gifts that God has given to you, but you may not know where you should serve. And so that is why, as mentioned during announcement time, we have the MATCH initiative that is starting. And from next Sunday onwards, different ministries will be rostered on different Sundays throughout the sermon series on spiritual gifts on the way to March. Different ministries being featured. And we want to encourage congregants, you come, visit the ministry booth in the fellowship hall before and after the service so that we can more fully appreciate the breadth and of our ministries and to respond to the ministry needs so that you can know the ministry opportunities out there which needs manpower. And so wherever you are as you start this new year and whatever questions that you might be asking, whether it is why should I serve, how should I serve, where should I serve, our church team, equipping God's people, advancing His kingdom, will encourage, will equip, will engage you. So that as we recall and give thanks for Jesus' baptism, we may also recall and renew our own baptismal vow as well. Because the baptismal vow that you have made included the promise to serve. And this is the vow that we made. Do you promise as much as the Lord blesses you with skills, abilities, and possessions, diligently and faithfully serve the church and society, that God will be glorified in you? And we responded at our baptism, yes, I do. And as we recall and give thanks for Jesus' baptism, we shall let us renew that vow and say, yes, I do again. A long time ago in Europe, a wealthy man wanted to bless the people in his town by donating a large sum of money to build a new church building. But none of the people in the town was allowed to look at the construction plan. None of them was allowed to come close to the construction site. It was only when the church building was completed, the people in the town all gathered looking forward to attend service for the inaugural service. As they entered the sanctuary, they marveled at the beauty of the architecture. Everything had been thought of, arranged everything in place. But somebody realized, hey, wait a minute, it's very dark inside here. Where are the lamps? How will the church building be lighted up? It's really dark inside here. And the man who donated the whole project came forward. He pointed to the brackets that were mounted on the walls. And he gave instructions for oil lamps to be given out to each and every congregant, and instructed them that each time you come to church, bring that oil lamp to church. And he said, each time you are here, the place where you are will be lighted up. But each time you are not here, that place will be dark. Whenever we fail to do our part, some parts of God's house will be dark. So my brothers and sisters, let us go forth this year. Take our place in God's kingdom work and let that place be lighted up. Amen. Let us all stand as we respond. My brothers and sisters, this is our church team, and we have explained to you how we intend to fulfill the church team. And the response now is yours to make. As we give thanks for Christ's own baptism and remember and renew our own baptismal vows, what is it that God wants you to respond? As you ask those questions, why should I serve? How should I serve? Where should I serve? Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the ways that the baptism of your Son, Jesus Christ, showed us what it means for we ourselves to be empowered servants and beloved children. Keep us on the path that Christ had blazed for us so that we will not be lured away by this world to live for lesser goals, but rather grant us a renewed vision of how you, as our Master, will empower us, your servants, to serve your purposes. Grant us a renewed anticipation of how you, as our Father, will empower us, your children, to advance your kingdom. And may we find true meaning as we live for your purposes, for we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose life and example have shown us how to live as empowered servants and beloved children. Amen. Let us remain standing for communion.